Chapter 15. And the lot of the tribe of the sons of Judah by their families came to be to the boundary of Edom, the wilderness of Zin, to the Negeb at its southern end. And their southern boundary came to be from the extremity of the Salt Sea, from the bay that faces southward. And it went out southward to the ascent of Akrabim, and passed over to Zin, and went up from the south to Kadesh Barnea, and passed over to Hezron, and went up to Adar, and went around to Karka. And it passed on to Asmon, and went out to the torrent valley of Egypt, and the boundary's termination proved to be at the sea. This came to be their southern boundary. And the eastern boundary was the Salt Sea up to the end of the Jordan, and the boundary at the northern corner was at the Bay of the Sea, at the end of the Jordan. And the boundary went up to Beth-Hogla, and passed over at the north of Beth-Araba, and the boundary went up to the stone of Bohan, the son of Reuben. And the boundary went up to Debir at the low plain of Achor, and turning northward to Gilgal, which is in front of the ascent of Adummim, which is south of the torrent valley. And the boundary passed over to the waters of Enshemesh, and its termination proved to be Enrogel. And the boundary went up to the valley of the son of Hinnom to the slope of the Jebusite at the south, that is to say, Jerusalem. And the boundary went up to the top of the mountain that faces the valley of Hinnom to the west, which is at the extremity of the low plain of Rephaim to the north. And the boundary was marked out from the top of the mountain to the spring of the waters of Nephtoah, and went out to the cities of Mount Ephraim. And the boundary was marked out to Baalah, that is to say, Kiriath-Jearim. And the boundary went around from Baalah, westward to Mount Seir, and passed over to the slope of Mount Jearim, at the north, that is to say, Kesalon. And it went down to Beth-Shemesh, and passed over to Timnah. And the boundary went out to the slope of Ekron to the north, and the boundary was marked out to Shikaron, and passed over to Mount Baalah, and went out to Jabneel, and the boundary's termination proved to be at the sea. And the western boundary was at the great sea and its shoreland. This was the boundary all around of the sons of Judah by their families. And to Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, he gave a share in the midst of the sons of Judah at the order of Jehovah to Joshua, namely, Kiriath Arba, said Arba being the father of Anak, that is to say, Hebron. So Caleb drove away from there the three sons of Anak, namely, Sheshai, and Ahiman, and Talmai, those born of Anak. Then he went up from there to the inhabitants of Debir. Now the name of Debir before that was Kiriath-Sepher. And Caleb proceeded to say, "Whoever strikes Kiriath-Sepher and does capture it, I shall certainly give him Aksah, my daughter, as a wife." At that Othniel, the son of Kenaz, Caleb's brother, captured it. Accordingly, he gave him Aksah, his daughter, as a wife. And it came about that when she was going home, she kept inciting him to ask a field from her father. Then she clapped her hands while upon the ass. At this Caleb said to her, "What do you want?" So she said, "Do give me a blessing, for it is a piece of land to the south you have given me, and you must give me Galath-Maim." Accordingly, he gave her Upper Galath and Lower Galath. This was the inheritance of the tribe of the sons of Judah by their families. And the cities at the extremity of the tribe of the sons of Judah toward the boundary of Edom in the south came to be Kabzeel, and Eder, and Jager, and Kina, and Dimona, and Adada, and Kedesh, and Hazor, and Ithnan, Ziph, and Telem, and Baaloth, and Hazor Hadata, and Kiriath Hezron, that is to say, Hazor, Amam, and Shema, and Moleda, and Hazar Gada, and Heshmon, and Beth Pellet, and Hazar Shul, and Beersheba, and Biziothiah, Baalah, and Iam, and Ezim, and El Tolad, and Kizil, and Horma, and Ziklag, and Madmana, and Sansana, and Labaoth, and Shillim, and Ain, and Rimmon, all the cities being 29, together with their settlements. In the Shephelah there were Eshtaol, and Zorah, and Ashna, and Zanoah, and Enganim, Tapua, and Enam, Jarmuth, and Adullam, Soko, and Azekah, and Shearaim, and Adathaim, and Gadira, and Gederothaim, 14 cities and their settlements. Zenon, and Hadasha, and Migdalgad, and Dilean, and Mizpeh, and Joktheel, Lachish, and Bozkath, and Eglon, and Kebon, and Lamam, and Kitlish, and Gadiroth, Bethdagon, and Naamah, and Makeda, 16 cities and their settlements. Libna, and Ether, and Ashan, and Ifta, and Ashna, and Nezib, and Keilah, and Akzib, and Marisha, 9 cities and their settlements. Ekron, and its dependent towns, and its settlements. From Ekron westward all that is alongside Ashdod, and their settlements. Ashdod, its dependent towns, and its settlements. Gaza, its dependent towns and its settlements, down to the torn valley of Egypt, and the Great Sea and the adjacent region. And in the mountainous region, Shamir, and Jatir, and Soko, and Dana, and Kiriath-Sana, that is to say Deber, and Anab, and Eshtemo, and Anim, and Goshen, and Holon, and Gilo, 11 cities and their settlements. Arab, and Duma, and Ishan, and Janam, and Beth-Tapua, and Afika, and Humta, and Kiriath-Arba, that is to say Hebron, and Zior, 9 cities and their settlements. Maon, Carmel, and Ziph, and Jutta, and Jezreel, and Joktiam, and Zanoah, Cain, Gibeah, and Timnah, 10 cities and their settlements. Halhal, Bethzur, and Gedor, and Meirath, and Bethanath, and Elticon, 6 cities and their settlements. Kiriath Baal, that is to say Kiriath Jearim, and Rabbah, 2 cities and their settlements. In the wilderness, Beth Araba, Midden, and Sekakah, and Nibshan, and the city of salt, and Engedi, 6 cities and their settlements. As for the Jebusites who were dwelling in Jerusalem, the sons of Judah were not able to drive them away, and the Jebusites continue dwelling with the sons of Judah in Jerusalem down to this day.